patrons.
Patreones.
John?
Patron.
Oising bastard.
That's you.
Wasquan.
Yeah, audible nod over there.
Audible nod. Done.
Open the sweets, John.
Oh, why did you wait till we got on?
Because it's a perfect way to get onto the...
Hang on, I'm going to help him out here.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Your foot will fall off.
Fucking Christ,
heavy
hell.
Bloody thing that is.
Oh yeah, Niall. Open the sweets, John.
Yeah, Niall.
Over there.
The beaters opened them.
Yep.
He turned up first and said, oh, fucking hell, you haven't even opened these. I was like, no, I saved them for you.
No, you ate the rest of it, though, didn't you?
I ate the rest.
Just doing that.
You ate the other tub,
it's about 700 grams of sugar.
You inhaled it.
Pizza.
Let's get a whiff.
You did it with your French fry and you should have pizzaed.
But we'll have a whiff. That's what you can do.
Let's do it.
You've eaten a fuckload. Keep them over here now.
I've had like fucking three.
Handfuls.
Yeah. Obviously.
Big hands for that big old dick you got swinging over there. So the reason I brought them up on air was to put us onto the opportunity to thank the kind person that sent them to us.
Kimothy.
Kimothy.
You, me old fruit, are a fucking legend.
Yeah.
So, what we've basically got is in the old pick and mix shops where they got those bloody gurt bottles of sweets in the background where you say, can I have 10p's worth of
Starbolari mix? Well, Niall goes, can I have one of they tubs, please? Laughing at you in belly.
We've basically got one of those enormous, I'm going to guess 2 kilos.
Bold.
Probably.
Yeah, I'd say that.
One of those big, gigantious...
Smarties, everything in it. This is a shit to start with.
Full of mixed sweets. And I mean full. Well, it was.
Until Bulge got his
Until
grubby
Bulge got his
Fuck off. You two had just made a right dent in that. In the last 30 seconds. Alright, he's made a right fucking dent in it in the last 30 seconds.
Three.
Fuck off.
You can't count Smarties individually. I don't care what you say.
No.
Three handfuls.
That's true.
Take them away, because I'm not going to fucking say anything.
So we're going to have half an hour now of you lot listening to us eat these sweets.
What's that fish thing?
And say things like that.
I think we should start this episode again.
What's this dildo thing here?
It does look like a cock.
It's a paintbrush.
Oh, it's a paintbrush. Of course it is.
What else would it be?
Oh, Christ hell.
Let's have a little dig in.
Don't give him to him, his foot will fall off.
Yeah, fuck it. Ugh, it's got LGBTQ sweets in it. You can have that. Not impressed, Kim.
It tastes salty.
Teeth. Need some of them.
James.
So is this the episode? Just us.
Apparently.
Chamming.
Right, fuck them off.
Breathing heavily. Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, John's seen a likely candidate.
Would you like? What's that?
Oh, those little strawberry squidgies.
Oh, there's one now. I'll have one with you. Cheers, John.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay. Don't
eat. I've still got a fucking paintbrush in my mouth, you cunt. What's this thing?
What's it in your mouth and not in your ass?
Ooh. Ooh.
No, that'll be the same as that love heart thing that I just had, which is... They're so terrible. It's like the white mice.
Yeah, they're nice, though.
Yeah, it's the cheapest, shittest cooking chocolate you can ever picture.
Mm-hmm. That's why
but
it's
for
so
some
nice.
Reason, they're amazing.
Mm. Right, that's
they don't nice. Taste good until they're mouse-shaped.
No.
It's all in the shaping.
Right, get your last bit out.
It's
away.
Cooking chocolate. What have you done to it? Well, we melted it again and then put it in a mould, really, but...
With some mould.
Have you seen any people on the internet? Oh, well done. I felt
damn
that.
Damn and blast.
You seen these people? They're mainly on like Etsy.
Literally beside your other foot.
Okay. Mine then.
Mm-hmm.
These people are like on Etsy that will melt down a chocolate bar.
Ecstasy.
John.
What?
They'll melt down a chocolate bar into the shape of another chocolate bar and sell it to you.
What?
Yeah.
What, for a markup?
Yeah, oh, big markup as well.
Fuck off.
Whatever he is.
Petrie. That's it now, you can take him away.
You got the lid, didn't you?
I do. Bulge anymore for
anyone? No, fuck no.
Fuck those.
Thank you, Kim.
You got a cap for a nose.
That's a worth 5 minutes.
Candy Wonderland.
I understood my other sweet.
Oh, no. What the fuck was that?
It was the noise.
I was trying
to make it funny slash uncomfortable for you by making my eyes expand as you did it, but then you went.
Oh, shit me pants.
Again.
Spider-Man.
Under-roos.
Duvet covers.
That proper made me laugh.
So, today, the day of recording,
yep.
Monday,
yep.
The 7th of October,
mm-hmm.
marks 1 year.
Okay.
Since the Israel-Palestine.
Oh. Obviously, RPM. When did that start?
Just over a year ago.
I need a sticker.
Yeah.
We'll go into that in the car podcast.
Yeah.
Was you a sticker? Oh, because you got an exhaust, didn't you?
Mm.
Do you have a Phoenix sticker?
Nah.
I haven't got one.
Okay.
So, it marks 1 year since a big attack that shook the Jewish community.
Oy vey.
And has subsequently made everything expensive again.
Yeah.
When they couldn't...
Well, it hasn't.
When it wasn't cheap to begin with.
Yeah.
It hasn't. They just use that as an excuse.
Yeah, they've gone, oh, shit, can we keep doing...
No, Israel have threatened to bomb some oil refineries in Iran, and what can we do about... Put the price up.
Brake pads are expensive now. Well, yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think they'll keep believing us if we say it's Ukraine? Yes.
No, that's wearing a bit thin now.
God, we need something. Hold on.
That Zelensky's an insufferable cunt. I know.
He?
President of Ukraine.
He's not. Is he?
He is.
Is he?
President Putin.
I thought he was a legend.
He's an actor.
Oh, nice.
He likes a pineapple ring. A sour pineapple ring.
He said peach.
The peach? Looks like a pineapple
ring. There's a pineapple ring.
Oh, dumbass. I could tell that's a pineapple for me, and I don't eat a lot of fruit, apparently.
Right. That brings me back.
Fuck me, that was a gear change.
That brings
Why
me...
do I feel like I'm going to be insulted? Or
no. You're always insulted. You should be used to it by now.
You'd think I would be after fucking 18 years of knowing you. You used to be fat fuck.
So, when I was on the way over here, they were playing... Hole, well, it was... Newsbeat on the radio.
Ew.
Hey? yeah, Newsbeat was reference. On the radio. And they had a...
Newsbeat.
They had a an interview from a guy who'd been evacuated from Gaza. Right, now anyone who's looked into what's happened in Gaza knows... it was already fucked as it was anyway.
I mean, yeah, they basically bombed a shithole.
They've bombed.
It was already a shithole.
They've bombed the shit out of a place.
They've been proved to you, if anything.
Been bombed the shit out of.
Yeah.
At least 15 times in the past, and there wasn't really much new stuff to carry on bombing.
No.
But.
Let's make the craters bigger.
Yeah. One of the guys who was on the doing the interview, he was saying that.
Can I just interrupt you? Very, 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 very quickly before you roll your eyes again.
Fuck me, here we go.
All I can think about is how. Has you mistaking a peach ring for a pineapple ring, vice versa, the other way around, got to do with this poor man?
I'll tell you, if you let me get there.
Ah.
So, they're interviewing this guy, and he's saying that, you know, he wants peace, and he wants this and that.
Mushy peace.
And he'd like to be able to go back either home, or at least to
climb on a boat.
Somewhere settled.
He's already over here, isn't he? Is he over here?
No.
Oh.
Somewhere settled that he can actually live life and etc, etc. All of this rubbish. And he says, you know, One thing I really look forward to is...
Oh, the accent's out. The accent's out.
I miss so badly the fruit. We have no fruit. We have no vegetable. We've been living with no fruit.
Can't eat the wheelchair.
No and he goes, no fruit, no vegetable. We have no meat, no chicken, no grain. And I thought, what have you been left? Fucking living on then? If you've not had fruit, vegetables, meat, chicken, or grain.
Are you living on silica powder? Because that's what's coming out of your buildings when you get blown
what
up.
Other... What other thing are you living on?
What's a potato?
Well, yeah. So they're just living. Nile. Well, I mean, it's a root vegetable.
Yeah. Mm.
But if he's saying they had no fruit, no vegetable.
What are you eating then, you cunt?
I smell a lie.
Babies.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Appetite supplement.
Yeah. Unless methamphetamine.
They're just living on freese-dried stuff supplied by the Red Cross.
Yeah. Here's a point. On that note, talking of like root vegetables and that. Now, this will either you'll either go. Well, obviously, you fat fuck. Or
it's going to be that one, isn't it?
You'll go. Actually, no. Obviously, you fat fuck. Or this will be new knowledge to you, but you'll still say, obviously, you fat fuck. But you'll do a side eye that tells me you didn't know that, but the listeners won't see the side eye. So, did you know that the
obviously, you fat fuck.
Did you know the Irish potato famine?
You've done a side eye, so you prick.
The Irish potato famine.
Famine?
Was because they had nothing but potatoes and not a distinct lack of potatoes.
Yeah, they'll start going off, then.
But I did not know that.
Obviously, yeah. You fat fuck.
Side eye or not side eye? Side eye, yeah. Honestly, I thought it was because all I could think this whole time was, what you got? You love spuds that much, you all went hungry because you couldn't get any fucking potatoes around the place.
Yeah.
And it's, we can't eat anything but potato.
What the fuck? Was
you
that?
Laugh at my accents.
I mean, I congratulate you for giving it a go.
I didn't want to go full Irish leprechaun. I didn't want to go full leprechaun.
You can do different dialects, no?
Stroke me clover.
Stroke me clover.
We've got the Cork accent now. We've got no potatoes now.
Yeah, can't
that's
you.
Cork.
I'll give you I love the Cork accent. Yeah.
Cork, more like.
I've no potatoes.
He loves cocks in his tonsils.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember years ago, you'd have seen it because you watched weird shit on the internet like me. There were some Irish rowers, a couple of brothers that won like a silver...
Jedward.
No. The fact that
I said annoying cunts.
The fact that I said Irish brothers and your brain went Jedward tells you everything you need to know about yourself.
No, it's because the joke was who was it who took the piss out of them by going, oh, potato? I can't remember who it was.
Lou Walsh?
Fuck knows. Might have been. But somebody was taking the piss, oh, potato. One of the comedians.
Frankie Boyle?
Might have been.
Anyway. Two Irish
shortly
rowers.
After saying about how he's going to do something to their mum, probably, because it's Frankie Boyle.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still going, but anyway. Two Irish brothers that were rowers, they got silver in the, I think, the Brazil Olympics or something.
Right.
And they were like Cork, which is like the Devon of Ireland. And
so they were like subtitles.
Kind of, but they were just like, oh no, we can't believe our luck now, we're eating like a couple of kings we are. Oh, the spuds and potatoes we like. No, the spuds and potatoes we can have all day long, breakfast, lunch and dinner, we're having spuds and potatoes and steak. Anyway. So yeah, that's because they had nothing but potatoes. They were having like jacket potato, mash, chips, hash browns for breakfast. I mean, it's a versatile fucking vegetable if ever I heard of one.
Yeah.
I mean, so is Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Phone jack is outside. Hello? This is Brian.
Oh, Christ.
What's that? You're stuck in a lift, mate. Nah, this is a meat counter at Sainsbury's.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't call you. What you fucking did?
F.
Goof.
I heard that one.
Hogan.
Have you watched the Vince McMahon documentary on...
The who man?
Vince. McMahon.
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 Wasn't that a character on Scary Movie? That was Miss Man.
Yeah. His balls kept falling out of her pants.
So on. Yeah.
Yes, Mr. McMahon. Have you watched the documentary yet?
Who's that?
You don't know who Vince McMahon is?
Yeah, WWE. the head honcho of WWF.
Right, Bolt, get out now. 18 years I've known you, you fucking leave if you don't know who Vince McMahon is.
I didn't watch wrestling. I thought it was a bit gay.
Who made that noise, Alan? Wank. I reckon it was John.
Right, let's look at this subjectively, right? Some men who are very, very concerned about what they look like, baby oiled all the fuck, yep. Touching each other in public, gay as fuck.
Yeah, but...
Gayer and cum on a mustache.
Yeah, but wanted a gold medal, though.
Gay with a cum on his cold medal.
Cold medal? Put his medal in the fridge, did he?
Yeah, boo, freezer, colder, boo. Twat.
Oh, this is poor.
I can't work out if it... The first 5 minutes is shit, but I think we've kind of turned it around. You've reached for the sweet potatoes and you've given up.
Yeah.
Come here. Got something there.
Yeah, if you eat half of that, you'll be in my
state.
That's
my weenus.
Get your hands on my weenus.
A succulent Indian meal.
Done it.
Lesbian.
You steal the good one.
Now I've got to try and find another one.
Shake it up.
Get digging. Now put the lid back on before you shake the corn.
Ah, there's one there. Look.
Wee, that's the mic.
Take my hand.
See, we were doing so well. Then you reached for the sweets and we've just lost all our flow. Well,
we...
For us, we...
Right, so who the fuck's Vince McMahon and why did he touch another McMahon? Why does that matter? What's going on?
Can you just tell him, John? Because he won't listen to me, right? Can you just tell him that there is a fountain of wrestling knowledge out there that he's completely missing out on? And he won't believe a word of it if I tell him some of it.
Mm. It's all fake.
It was fucking... Don't start that, because you'll make me really fucking angry. This table that nearly broke my ankle will break your face in a minute. There's storylines.
No, it's not fake. It's scripted.
It's scripted.
It's different.
It is different.
All right, if you say so.
I need to show him the Hell in a Cell match again.
Yeah.
He's broken in half. Well, we won't talk about that then.
Well, what were you going to say?
Why not? Just
can't
say
remember.
It.
He's pissed me off now. My brain's
just... Oh, I haven't seen it though.
Have you not seen it? Very
what's,
good.
What's it on?
Netflix. Mr. McMahon.
Mm.
Talks about him all before these allegations all come out.
Right.
And what it was like.
Oh, was he?
The worst of the worst.
What? Bamp.
What do you mean?
Bit of everything.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't want to be bamped? Bamp anyway.
The Donald Trump.
Yeah. How dare you be bamped? But I'm going to bamp you. Just all sorts.
Right.
I'm going to show people videos
men
of
as well?
Being bamped. No, I don't believe.
No.
But all he cared about was wrestling and the business, as
and
it were.
And bamping.
He was like...
With or without permission.
That was like his side hustle.
It was the business first, touching people inappropriate second, family third.
Bill Cosby.
Bam.
And then bamping family. He did come
up... Joe Biden.
He did come up with a storyline, which quickly got a... No, we're not doing that. He came up with a storyline that impregnated his own daughter.
You what? See, they were impressed.
Fucking harmony there. For the bloody road rage.
So, he did what?
Just get Netflix and watch
is
it.
Is he from Ufcombe?
he's Somerset's fuck.
No, he's from Ufcombe. That sounds like an Ufcombe thing.
Nope.
I'm going to impregnate my own daughter. That's an Ufcombe thing.
Honestly. Just watch the documentary. You need to watch it, John. Right up your street. Very good. Because he was like... He was a hero, really.
Yeah.
Because he made people's careers, a lot of careers. Mm. The Rock, that woman you'd never heard of, John Cena.
Who?
John Cena! Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Basically, but on the side, was bamping people against their will.
Right.
And then paying them millions of pounds to... Don't stop telling people I bamped you against your will, all right?
Ah, the Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I think the worst part about it is that it wasn't even just hush money, was it? It was like, right, be quiet about this.
Giving you
a load of money, so be quiet. Mm. And then continuing to burp. Continuing to burp.
There's an M in there.
And effectively going, yeah, but I paid you.
Yeah.
It's prostitution now, I've paid you.
And also telling people, but you like your job with your £100,000 a year salary, don't you? Well, spread them. You know what I mean?
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, honestly, name them all.
Yeah.
And then smash them into
Puff
one.
Puff Daddy.
Fucking lubricant.
Diddler.
The fucking memes.
Have you seen?
You've been obsessed with those.
There's been a lot that have come along. Yeah.
You have been obsessed.
Because he likes
those.
Baby oil all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, beep. Have you noticed that Costco went, we've never sold baby oil? Because it was Costco that he was buying it from. And Costco basically went, why the fuck are you dragging us into this? And then went, we've never sold baby oil.
Quick, take it off the shelf.
Didn't he have sponsorship by Johnson & Johnson? Or was that just a joke I heard?
That's probably a joke. I mean, why the hell would Johnson & Johnson sponsor Bad Boy Records?
Maybe they're bad boys for life. Who knows?
It's all going wrong.
The signs were all there.
They were.
You think about it, it's all going wrong for all these people. Oh. R. Kelly, bit rapey. P. Diddy,
no, R. Kelly, bit pissy.
Yeah, I mean, R. Kelly... I think if you had to pick between the two, I think R. Kelly was... not quite as bad as the diddler.
The diddler.
We pissed on kids, R. Kelly. That's not...
I don't think it was on kids.
No, it was definitely on kids.
Okay.
Are you sure just describing you I'm on a bender to... 6 months ago?
Describing my old Tuesdays.
I would like to redact my previous statement.
Here's a question, then. Talking about weird people.
I'm wondering when Will Smith's going to be outed as, like, a cannibal or something.
I feel so sorry for Will Smith.
Why?
The guy is a helmet.
Why?
He's a cuck.
He's got the Hollywood virus, doesn't he? And he's a cuck. He sits in the corner wanking himself stupid while someone else draws
his
wife.
Bold missus gets a fucking chronic.
While Chris
by
Rock's
his
there
son's
goes,
mate.
By his son's mate, who's fucking 15 years old.
No, but she basically sat... I mean, he needs to man the fuck up and just walk away from that toxic, bold-headed cunt. And
yeah,
I don't mean bulge.
That was the wrong time to take a swig, wasn't it? John's now got monster in his sinuses.
I'd only just managed to... I'm not even going to finish that sentence because it'll get flip reversed.
You've only got
continue.
The anyway.
You only got the tippy.
Yeah.
So.
Story of my life.
Because she basically sat him down and went, oh, I don't think I've ever loved you. And by the way, everyone you know rides me in the battle. And like he'd done a big interview where he basically talked about it and he just... going along with it, isn't he? And he needs to just go, no, fuck you, Baldy.
Problem is, she'll have him for half his net worth.
But then this is one of those things that I don't understand, right?
But they all worship at the altar of money.
I still will never understand it. I really won't.
And Peter Fiddler.
Because it's like, she's going to take me for half of my money. Now I'm only going to be worth $6 billion.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
How are you going
to... Yeah.
I honestly don't know how you're going to afford to keep your 17 mansions.
Perhaps
you could sell the fucking things.
To mere mortals like us, we'd sit there and go, oh, I still have six billion quid left.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But they're going, well, no, because then I won't be as rich as so-and-so. And
but let's be honest, the reason
if
why
get divorced, so... I won't get certain films or whatever, you know, it'll be shit like that.
He's done fuck all for 10 years either, is he?
Because, no, because he's been fucking blacklisted, isn't he?
It's because he's a... All right, don't be racist about it. He's become...
colour-listed. Inclusive-listed.
African-American-listed.
This list matters-listed.
Throw a statue in a canal.
All lists matter.
Floyd. What was he called? George, wasn't it?
Mayweather.
Twin moment, gay.
Only for pay.
But what?
But then he won't watch wrestling because that's gay.
Yeah.
it's a gay too far, that is.
It's a gay too far.
Oh, Lord. So, but yeah, he ain't done fuck all. And I think it's the reason these people are so rich is because they're so money driven.
Mm.
But what's better, being the biggest... Because he was the coolest motherfucker to grace this planet at one point, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was.
When he was in
other than when he tried to diss Eminem.
Oh, I don't need to cuss
my... yeah. Will Smith don't have to cuss him.
No, because he went up, done a, won an award,
he
didn't
he? Yeah, he said it. He said it in one of his awards, and then he also said something on one of his songs, didn't he?
Then Eminem said.
Yeah, I know Eminem. Oh, right, yeah. I know Eminem, obviously. Will Smith don't have to cast to sell records. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you too.
Yep.
Think I give a fuck about your Grammys? Half of your critics can't even stomach me, you, let alone stand me.
But Slim.
What if you win?
Wouldn't it be weird? Why?
Anyway, no. I could do this all night.
I know you can, you gangster rap.
Was it doing that?
Oh, I was about to say, well, that sounds like the noise your TV makes. No, it was just clicking.
No.
Eric.
Jesus. Oh, Christ. I was going to talk about politics.
I know, and I don't want to, could you tell?
Off topic.
The problem is, he doesn't care about anything. You don't care about wrestling?
Because he's gay as fuck.
I mean, on paper, when you put it like that...
Why fronts?
You clearly haven't watched any...
Diddy's fucking...
Since the 80s.
A Diddy quantity of baby lotion, you know.
Baby lotion.
Baby
lotion. You haven't watched it since fucking Giant A-Stacks is throwing people around, have you?
Who?
They wear leotards now.
No, you can't say tards these days. It's not PC.
Some of them kill their families. For real.
And themselves in the process. Can you believe there was a time where they didn't think concussions were a thing?
Yeah.
Isn't that odd?
But then it's also like, it's when you get onto stuff like that, it's, you think about it and like, think how many people there were that have never been diagnosed with PTSD.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's just a little bit of shell shock. It all...
It'll pass. Is you it? Won't murder your family in their sleep like, in 10 years'
wrong.
Time.
I don't... I understand that an awful lot of people suffer with PTSD through various avenues.
Being friends of Bulge.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that is enough.
That'll do it.
That is enough to send an awful lot of people to pretty dark
places. Fuck off, I'm nice to you.
Yeah, to him. He's alright.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to blow your head off. Not
that's
a sexual
what I said.
Warning.
That's why I said an awful lot of people, not me.
I have to go. John's a channel I have to go to get to you sometimes. Hey, John, can you ask Bulge if he can? He'll say no to me. You ask him, you ask him.
Yeah. He'll tell me to get fucked, you fat cunt. But he probably won't say that to you.
It's like when you want your mate to stay over when you're a kid. It's like, you ask, because if I ask, my mum will say no.
Yeah. That always reminds me of that. What's the Scottish comedian called?
Frankie Boyle.
No.
Kevin Bridges.
Who's Rice?
Yeah. Is that sketch? All right, Dad. Yeah. Haven't we got... Didn't you say we got stuff on in the morning? No.
No, Kevin, you're 15. You've got no plans on Saturday. See you tomorrow. You better be American at the end.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
I don't know. Are we talking about Will Smith?
No, but after that.
He got cussing his raps, so we're
after
good.
That.
Well, I do. So fuck him.
Fuck you too.
He did that bit as well.
Yeah, he did. I said, on the point of that. What the fuck's going on out there?
Anyone think it's a car park?
Weird.
I don't even know what
it is. Something good I was
going to
say. Should we stop it, rewind it, and go again?
Yeah. No. No.
It's too much like hard work. What the fuck were we talking about? Ask people to stay over. PTSD.
Oh, that's what we were talking about, PTSD.
Something before PTSD that got us onto PTSD.
Will Smith?
No, stop saying Will Smith! Fuck me!
Because he don't have to cuss.
Have to sell records, so fuck him and...
No, we were talking about... And I was going to say...
Oh, about... Yeah. What were we talking about? Because there was something that we said.
Oh!
Oh, concussions.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Weren't a thing. Still aren't a thing.
I was going to say that, like, what I really dislike with today's world is people who get PTSD from a reprimanding that they had from their boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bollocks.
And you're like...
Really?
Just fucking get over yourself. I mean, there's people that have been shot, they've had limbs blown off, they've seen... Their friends get splattered into a million pieces.
Been tortured.
From a roadside bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who have legitimately got
PTSD. And some of these people
aren't
friends of Bulge.
Exactly. They've legitimately got PTSD. And you're saying that you're getting PTSD and you're losing sleep and you need compensation because your boss told you off for being a fucking...
Mom.
Yeah, a retard.
I mean, if you went to war, right, and then you come home and are expected to go back to civilian life like nothing's happened.
Yeah, you're not going to, are
you? And then, funnily enough, a thunderstorm brings back some pretty horrific memories.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fair enough. If your boss has a go at you and it takes you back to when your dad bollocked you when you were a kid, bit different.
Mm.
Yeah. Get off your phone!
It's Benny.
And?
He listens.
He sends you dick pics, is he?
I wish. He's on holiday at the moment, so I might get some spudgy smugglers.
Spudgy smugglers.
Some smudgy bugglers.
Smudgy bugglers. Crusty jugglers.
Dog, yeah. Dog mucking crusty jugglers.
So,
and a great big bushy beard.
But yeah, there was a time, it's so weird to think about it, there was a time where they didn't know a concussion was a thing.
No.
And they do talk about it on that Mr. McMahon documentary. Because even he was like, no, obviously not, mate. And then they done a complete 180, and now, but, and this is what I love about the era of wrestling that we watched, because there's no steel chairs to the head anymore.
No.
They didn't give a fuck back then. They were roided up to fuck.
Yeah.
They were painkillered up to fuck.
Yeah.
They were cocained up to fuck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? All for the good of the show.
The greater good.
The greater good. Exactly that.
Well, there's that clip, isn't there, of... oh, what was he called?
D-Von Brown? Kurt Angle?
No, the black guy. Back in the day.
Booker T?
Booker T. It was a clip of Booker T, and he's talking about Triple H, I think. But he's getting real fucking hyped up in the interview, and obviously it's just a post-match interview or whatever, and he's like, rah, 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 oh, going yeah. on it, going on at Triple H. He's like, Triple H, we're coming for you, Nigel. Can I say it?
I think the Nigel gives it away.
I'll be honest with you, I felt totally comfortable with you saying the word, right? And then you said Nigel, and I thought, oh, that's disappointing. And then there was a pause, and I thought, no, I'm glad he said Nigel. And you went, can I say it? Now, personally,
paywall, motherfucker.
Paywall for one, and B, it's a quote.
Yeah, nah.
No, but that don't. No, no, you can't quote fuck all if you're white. You can't.
No.
Not like that.
Oh, God.
You will go straight to two-tier Keir's new prisons.
But say you think about that back in the day, it was just Nigel.
Oh, man, Nigel.
We're busy making plans.
With Nigel.
But
you think about that. It was just entirely glossed over.
Bear in mind that...
But if that was
this
today...
This was for kids.
Yeah.
As well. Of a Saturday evening.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We're coming for your belt, Nigel.
Oh, God. I didn't realise this as well, but old Hulk Hogan was like fuck all to do with WWF for about four-fifths of his career.
Yeah, he was...
the other one.
C-N...
C-U-N-T?
N-C-W?
No. Was it NWA?
No, he was NWO when he New World Order. He dyed parts of his beard black.
NWA?
Nigel's of Attitude. What was it called, the other one? WCW.
WCW, yeah. That's right. Because that was the one that had Goldberg in it as well, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Fucking animal he was.
Mm. There's also on the dodgy stick.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think what it's called. A documentary by Vice. Called something King of the Ring or something. It goes over different things. They talk about the Montreal Screwjob. Did you ever hear about that one?
Yeah, yeah.
His brother as well, Owen Hart, dying.
Yeah.
That was fucking mad. I know I've touched on that before.
Yeah, that was just a huge fucking overdose, wasn't it?
No, he fell into the ring.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So get this, boys. Fell into the ring. Turned out that the clip they used was for sailing and designed to open when the thing moved. So when his weight went onto it, the clasp just opened. On, I think it was live. I think it was a delay back then. So they had to be like, oh, the sad news that Owen Hart sadly passed away. And then they carried on with the show with his fucking claret all over the ring.
See? Fake.
The boat died. He can't be. He can fake a death. Like, maybe we're in that canoe.
Yeah, he didn't do a really good job, though.
Did you? Have you ever seen that? That
Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell.
I think Noel might have showed me it back along.
With the zip ties?
Yes.
Fucking mad.
Mental. Fake.
Honestly, my dad exactly
fake zip
the same.
Ties.
I've shown him the Hell in a Cell stuff. But it's fake, isn't it? I was like, no, it's scripted. The outcome is fake. They know who's going to win. Okay?
Yeah.
It's like watching EastEnders if people actually were sleeping together.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's fucking real. It's real to me, goddammit. Have you seen that clip?
I don't think I have.
There's I don't know if it's like a Q&A or something. And somebody gets up and he says, you guys, put your bodies on the line. And I got people out there calling it fake. Well, it's real to me, goddammit. And starts crying his eyes out. Everyone's like... yeah, cheers, son.
one of the Paul brothers is on it, isn't it?
Jake. Logan. One of them.
Paul.
Yeah, was it Paul?
PB?
Logan, isn't it? It would be Logan. Because Jake was on it briefly, and then he got kicked off, from my memory.
Well, they done a... and this is... Sometimes you think... When you say it's not real, there's a part of me that thinks, this can't be real. And I don't mean real as in the real... I mean, have I dreamt this?
Mm.
Is this like an experiment? Is this the Truman Show? There was a billionaire versus billionaire match, which was Donald Trump versus Vince McMahon. And whoever lost had to shave their head. Have you ever seen Donald Trump bald? No? Well, no spoilers, but he didn't lose. And the Mike Tyson was involved at one point. He was a referee for one match.
Yeah.
All these...
Did he bite anyone?
Not that time, no.
Oh.
But you don't follow the boxing either, do you, really?
No.
We forced him to watch it once in Wales.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch AJ?
I did.
I was not surprised, and so I've never rated AJ.
I was surprised a little bit that it was as horrendous as it was.
Mm.
But, I mean, I wasn't surprised with the outcome.
No.
But I was surprised that it was as bad as it was.
I did see someone made an edit of that, the sound of it, and it's AJ actually throwing punches. It's like, oh, call an ambulance. And then maybe we knocked, but not for me.
Yeah.
Oh, there's one press conference beforehand, I'll show you in the break, where obviously those two are going out. It's Danny Dubois, isn't it? And he was like, Danny goes, he's like, because he sounds, have you heard him speak?
Yeah.
He sounds like he's the only boxer I know that's going to get more smarter the more punches he takes to the head.
Yeah.
And I was like, that. And he's like, we'll go now if you want.
Ricky Cray, was he?
Yeah. Like, rolling pin. Fucking Fanny Craddock, a rolling pin. Shoot that. And he goes, we'll go now if you want. And AJ goes, he's like, calm down. He's like, don't give up your station, mate. Get calmed down. Danny DeVar goes, who do you think you are? And I was like, fucking yeah. Especially after he'd won. I watched that. Just him giving it, who do you think you are, to AJ. But I'm like, Danny DeVar.
Who the fuck is this guy?
It real that vibes, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But there was that with Chris Eubank as well, wasn't there?
Yeah.
From way back when he was actually a fighter.
Yeah.
And
not a weirdo.
I mean, he's always been a fucking weirdo.
Mm.
No, there's no it is.
No, I'm, yeah. No, it's
he has always been fucking weird. But there was some, I don't remember what it was now, but I was watching, it was like a Channel 5 TV's most shocking moments.
When animals go wild.
Yeah, that sort of thing. Could we not use that when I'm about to... TV's most shocking moments. We'll go
with that one. Yeah,
it was definitely
podcast's most racist moments. See us on there.
Was David Attenborough there?
But
Jodie Foster.
It was Chris Eubank and
Nigel Benn.
Well, yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
They
had a fierce rivalry.
Was that his name? Was it
Nigel Benn?
Nigel Benn.
Yeah, he was friends with Uncle.
I'm just surprised his name is Nigel, that's all.
he wasn't, actually.
He was definitely... He's a fucking big Nigel. He is a big Nigel.
Yeah.
He's one big Nigel. Tell you who he was chums with. I tell you who he was very...
That's a huge bitch.
I tell you both who he's very good chums with. Is Pat Tate and Tony Tucker.
Fucking hell.
From Rise of the Foot Soldier.
Yeah.
Because... there's footage online of Tony Tucker. I think it was Nigel Benn put someone in. Like,
doing security, wasn't he?
Really badly hurt them.
Yeah.
Something McClellan. Gerald McClellan.
Yeah.
Fucked him up. Like wheelchair for the rest of his life, you know, like Stephen Hawking. You say that now, he can't punch his ass. His security to the ring is Tony Tucker.
Mm.
With that fucking big, stupid air. Anyway.
Yeah.
Continue.
But
it's like fucking
there was they were on some some TV show,
right,
about
where they I don't remember the full ins and outs of it, because like I say, it was on one of these Channel 5 things, but
fake.
They're doing this
Gladiators.
No, what's no. it that fucking Brazilian where you don't actually fight
the cuddling championship, the BJJ. Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, that sort of thing, yeah. And Chris Eubanks, like, they're both doing it, etc., etc. And Chris Eubanks, like, oh, let's go now, then. Let's go now.
Mm.
Just bare knuckle. We don't need a ring. Do this.
Yeah.
And mate, he's laughing, and Chris Eubanks, like, no, I'm dead serious. Like, let's
I'm the captain.
We've got... super theory or you go. He's like, no, fucking let's go. Mm. And you could see in his face, like, he meant it.
Yeah.
He meant it. And they ended up having to get fucking security involved.
If it's
because
one
obviously Nigel was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no dramas.
Yeah, let's fucking go.
Let's fucking do it.
You're the ref, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's from a documentary they'd done.
It was called
Gladiators, and they sort of pitched them against each other. And this was in the 90s, and it was the worst decision he could have made because, like I said, those two fucking hated each other. So I'll find it in a minute because I need to watch it.
Yeah.
Try and get Bulge into boxing.
Yeah. I quite like the boxing.
Mm. I followed it for a long time.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I won't lie. I'm very much a headliner kind of boxing
fan. Fair weather
boxing.
Same here.
Yeah. Like, I when there's a big fight, I'm like, yeah, I want to watch that.
Mm.
But I won't sit down and go like, oh, what's on BT Sport? Is there some...
Yeah, no. A thousand weird... boxing channels on that fucking stick.
Yeah.
No, whatever, do I watch them?
No. When you go on movies to start with and it's all just UFC.
Yeah.
And I'm like... Nah. Down. Nah. Because even that's another one that... So when I had the fire stick, I was like... Oh yeah, that's cool actually. I can watch UFC stuff.
Yeah.
That'll be decent.
Mm.
And I was like, oh yeah, yeah, UFC fucking 2743, whatever the fuck we're on now. It's gonna be a big fight on that.
No, don't be silly, they're further than that.
And I was like, yeah, put that on.
Yeah.
Nah. Fucking bored.
My problem is I'm not a headliner when it comes to UFC. I'm a headliner 5 years ago. I'm like 5 years behind.
Yeah, you're like, God, have you heard of Conor McGregor?
Yeah. Do you know who Chael Sonnen is?
Who?
Chael Sonnen.
Chael Sonnen.
Oh, you'd love him. You've probably seen clips of him and don't...
I think, is he the guy... this is gonna sound terrible when I'm talking about UFC because they're all the same. He's got like no neck. He's just shoulders and head and cauliflower
That's
ears.
That's everyone.
Yeah.
He's an American. He's
Ronda Rousey.
He's really funny.
Yeah.
He's so funny. He's good at the trash talk, but like from a funny angle.
Right.
He's like, 1-on-1, 5-on-1, 6-on-1, you're all going to need 9-1-1. He's done this big speech because he grew up in quite a like to-do area, basically. He grew up with money.
Right.
And he was like, I hit it hard. He's like, these people talk, they come at me and say, I haven't hit it hard. He said, we had a nanny that only worked 4 days a week. I mean, what do you think, the washing folded itself on the other three? There were times we only went on 2 holidays. And he goes off on this. Oh, he's honestly so funny. And he had, he went on to the Ultimate Warrior, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
Not over here, but he'd done it.
Yeah.
He had a fighting team. Guy called, I'm going to say his name wrong, Vanderlei Silva, something like that.
Yeah.
And they fucking nearly squared up.
Yeah.
He's like, when are we fighting? He's like, let's go now. Let's go now. Let's go. And he's like, I can't. I just want to know when. Come on. And they start fucking rolling around on the floor. They're all pulling each other off morning. It's a knob.
Suddenly they went skiing.
Suddenly they
wrong
were,
sport.
Suddenly they were driving places and shuffling the wheel. Anyway, we're 45 minutes in.
Oh Christ, it's been terrible as well.
I don't think so. I think it's been peaks and troughs.
Troughs and styes, I would say.
Troughs, yeah.
Exactly.
5 minutes on.
Okay.
Nigel's here though. It's all good.
Bolt, we're always making plans.
Why is he tired?
For Nigel.
Busy weekend.
More on that tomorrow.